We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Flew away. Like, you know how you ever picture the money flying away? You've seen that with little wings. Picture $500 bills just floating away. Ian, what about you? What do you got planned?
Football duties tonight. Tomorrow's a dead day. We'll spend some time with catching up with friends and relatives. And Sunday, doing some TV work for the UL Ragin' Cajuns women's soccer team.
Ooh. Will you not be with your fiance tomorrow?
We will be in transit together. She is doing work right now. I'm going to catch up with her later. Then she's going to her folks in Faraday, and we'll reconvene here Sunday.
All right, I was just wondering if you would refer to time with her as dead time. Not that I'm trying to stir any trouble or anything, because I don't do that.
Tomorrow I'll be by myself because she has to attend to some business up in North Louisiana.
All right, predictions quick. LSU, Saints. Courtney, both win?
LSU wins, Saints win.
Ian?
LSU covers. I think the Saints win, but I'm not putting bets on any of them.
Who's Tulane playing this weekend?
Tulane gets Southern Miss,
yeah,
former Conference USA rival.
I'm glad you said that. Pack Uelman if you can.
Tulane's on a roll.
Aren't
I'm telling
they?
You what.
3-0 for the first time since 1998.
And they play Mississippi State this week.
Southern Miss.
I'm sorry, the Golden Eagles. That's a big meteorology school, is it not, Southern Miss?
I think Mississippi State's the meteorology school. That's where a lot of the TV broadcasters
come
from.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? They're all in Mississippi. Let's go to Ian McNulty now, if we can. Thank you all. Have a good weekend. Who covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian McNulty? We missed you last week.
Tommy, I missed you too. I missed talking about food and life and living the life. But I'm back, baby. You can't keep a good man down.
No, you can't. You can't keep a good man down. So where you been eating? What's been going on? Let me bring the audience into this. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about eating or drinking in New Orleans this weekend, Ian McNulty's your guy because he lives a life. So what have you been up to? What you been writing about?
Well, first of all, I got to give a shout out to some wonderful home cooks out there. I had a little bit of bad health last week, which is why I missed your show. Mm-hmm. But you got to love Louisiana, right? When someone finds out, oh, my friend's sick and needs a little uplift, they don't send chicken soup. They don't just send a casserole. Tommy, they send gumbo. It was like this. This bucket brigade of gumbo coming over to the door, and chicken and sausage from two different kitchens, completely different flavors, completely different textures, both absolutely wonderful. One with potato salad, one with rice. I just felt loved. I felt back in the fold, and I want to thank the home cooks out there, in particular the ones who helped me get through it. But in general, that impulse of Louisiana people and their skills in the kitchen to bring some comfort and joy to people in a way that we really do it around here.
You get the food now, I sent over?
that might have been confiscated, Tommy. I'm not quite sure that qualified as food. And,
oh, well, no, but I told no, that's a different package. I'm talking about the ones that the waiter guy brought, and I told him you were going to use your credit card.
Oh, yes. No, I missed that one. Thank goodness. It must have gone to the different wing, I suppose. But anyway, that's the home cooking part. But the part that you want to know about, the part where, hey, what can I do next time I want to dine out, that's been exciting. I did a story recently you can find on NOLA.com where I decided to round up a bunch of restaurants that I've been checking out over the summer that offer something new and different. You know, I've been spending the summer kind of a man of two minds. I've been revisiting old favorites, you know, whether that's just sitting at the bar at Cafe Degas and kind of watching the doings of it, or going back to La Boca Steakhouse, or going to Clancy's and having just one of those amazing Creole meals that you can only get at places like that. But on the other side of the coin, Tommy, I've been checking out new places, which is, you know, part of the beat. It's part of the burden that I carry, yes, indeed. And finding places that are real eye-openers.
It's a heavy lift, but God bless you. It's a thankless task, Ian, but God bless you for going to the finer restaurants and drinking establishments in this city for us. Your service does not go unnoticed. Let me just put it that way.
Well, Tommy, thank you. It's nice to be recognized.
And thank you for your service, as a matter of fact. Thank you for your service.
It does beat digging ditches, which is a position I held earlier in my career, so I do have comparable experience.
There you go.
I can verify that digging in is better than digging ditches. Yes, indeed. But the new places I've been going to have been really illuminating, Tommy, and in a way that it's not just, oh, it's a new po'boy shop or it's a new place that's doing, you know, Tex-Mex or something. No, I mean, these are places that are bringing new flavors, new ideas from the chefs, and very often traditions from different parts of the world. Right to our tables here in Southeast Louisiana, New Orleans area. And that's been just thrilling. And, you know, that's kind of how I spent a very long, hot, let's face it, kind of slow summer. And so I just rounded up some of my favorites that you can check out on NOLA.com. There's a half dozen of them, but I'll give you a couple of highlights.
Deets, we want them here. No, you tell us. Come on.
Okay. There's this place that I've been loving down in the French Quarter for a couple of years now. It's called Dian Zin. And it's a Chinese restaurant that specializes in dim sum. Well, over the summer, they opened a second restaurant that was all of, I want to say, 6 or 7 blocks away. It's still in the French Quarter, just a different side of the French Quarter. You know, the French Quarter is sort of microclimates. You get, you know, the upriver side of the Pontable buildings, the downriver side of the Pontable buildings. Well, this is on the upriver side, closer to Canal Street. And this is basically Dian Zin 2. It's spelled D-I-A-N-Z-I-N, if you want to look it up.
X-I-N,
this one's
right?
on Exchange Alley.
It's not X-I-N? Yeah, X-I-N. Yeah.
X-I-N. Thank you. Yes, I can spell. I just can't speak all the time. And this is a tiny little hole-in-the-wall place. It also has dim sum, which are those, you know, those small plates of dumplings and appetizers that are just wonderful to pass around. But the specialty here is hot pot, a Chinese hot pot. And what they do here is they bring out all these ingredients in a pot. You pick them, what kind of meat you want, what kind of vegetables, the noodles. And they cook it right there at the table, or you cook it, rather. They bring it to the table, and you cook it in broth.
Wait, they bring out raw ingredients?
Raw ingredients, yes. Your
really?
Table, you order a hot pot, and you get a pot of broth, very flavorful broth, and then you get whatever you order. The is beef that comes out raw. The lamb comes out raw. The radishes, the greens, the bok choy. It all comes out in a fresh state, let's say. And you dunk it into the broth. And the fun part about it is you are making your meal one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. And no two bites necessarily going to be the same because you have this array of sauces and different combinations of things you're putting in there. And it's an inherently social dish, whether it's just, you know, the two of you digging in together. I mean, it's you're taking it bite at a time. You're comparing notes. It's fun. It's different. It's a measured pace of the meal. You're not just like slurping it back. You're taking your time with it. It's fun. It can be revealing. It can be really interesting. And you're kind of picking your own adventure.
If I might jump in, that seems like an incredible place for a first date where you got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, no empty moments or awkward moments, right? I mean, that's awesome.
Just make sure your date is, you know, not sensitive to slurping sounds or other sort of just food-related commentary.
If she doesn't like slurping, I don't want anything to do with her in the first place.
I don't know if it's a first date spot, Tommy. I don't
really?
Know. It seems like, you're going to get some sauce on you. You know, the broth is going to be flying.
Okay.
I guess it depends on your comfort level.
All right, so it's like fondue, except you're cooking and you're not dipping it in one sauce, correct?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes. Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. No, so it's Dian Zin 2.
Yeah, Dian Zin 2. Don't forget about Dian Zin 1, the mother restaurant, which is on Decatur Street, also in the quarter. It does not have the hot pot, but it has a much larger list of dim sum, which is just a really fun way to eat, too.
Yeah, tell people about that, Ian, for those that don't know, because, you know, this is your life. But those of us that have to actually work, yeah, like this is work, don't understand what dim sum is. So tell us.
Dim sum is life, Tommy.
There you go.
I'm a dumpling guy. I love anything that's got a morsel of meat wrapped in noodle. I am all about it, and that's basically elementally what dim sum is. It's a series of. It can be a lot more than that, but the essence of it are these dumplings and these buns that are savory, stuffed with different types of seasoned meat, usually pork, sometimes seafood. Sometimes you get soup dumplings, which are these are ingenious, Tommy. They arrive at the table in these bamboo trays, and you lift the lid, and the steam rises, and the aroma just gets you. You smell the pork and the ginger, and these delicate little packages, and they've got a little wobble to them as you pick them up delicately with your chopstick, and you bite in, and what you taste is that noodle, that delicate noodle, and then a burst of soup.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Meaty broth splashing over your palate. And it's how do they get this soup inside of a dumpling? It's amazing. They have a technique to do it. It's pretty ingenious. But the end result is magic. It's just you're eating. Think about a dumpling soup. This is the reverse. This is soup inside of a dumpling. And you get this piping hot aromatic burst of it every time you bite into one.
All right. So to tell the audience, it's Dian Xin, D-I-A-N-X-I-N, and Dian Xin 2, correct?
That's right. Yeah,
right, let's move
and
on.
If I'm, yes, okay. Another one, Tava. This is a new restaurant from a young chef who's tapping his roots as an Indian American, first generation Indian guy living here in Louisiana, and grew up with his family's Indian cooking, but also being a young guy growing up in Louisiana, following the food trends, hanging out with his buddies, getting a lot of street food, a lot of just fun, easy kind of snack food, and this chef is Manish Patel, and he's combined that all for Tava, his new restaurant. It's down in the CBD, in the South Market District, that development there, very, very close to the Superdome, the Smoothie King Center, where there's actually been a nice boom of new restaurants there recently, with some more on the way. But Tava has been fantastic, and it's we're having a lot of good Indian food in New Orleans right now, I should say. A lot of good traditional flavors and some stuff that's a little further afield, some more exotic flavors. Tava combines that. It has a very traditional base to the menu, which are dosa, which are these wonderful pancake crepes with this lacy, crisp, alternating texture to it. And he makes them right in front of you on these, basically these griddles that are called the Tava, hence the name Tava for the restaurant. And you watch these things cook in a matter of moments, and then instantly it's on a tray in front of you, and you're ripping this stuff apart with your hands and dipping it into spicy lamb vindaloo or mellow chickpea curry and dredging it through these cool chutneys and sauces. Really, really fun.
All right, we're going to take a break, Ian. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking about Tava, Indian food, Indian street food, it says. I want you to walk us through some of the things on the menu because it looks intriguing. I don't know anything about it, and I might be hesitant to order some of it. Y'all got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Our favorite time of week, one of them anyway. We talked to Ian McNulty about food and drinking, getting you ready for the weekend here on WWL. 928, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. We'll talk about Tava Indian food. Then, believe it or not, a restaurant from Gretna on the New York Times top 50 restaurants list will get to Chicken Kitchen. Now, Tava, if somebody wants to go, and it looks like a fun place from the pictures, and they're just getting introduced to Indian street food, what would you suggest, Ian?
Well, okay, so start at the top. Start with the dosa. Those are the crepe-like pancakes that I mentioned just before the break. That's absolutely where you have to start. Anyway, you're going to want to, because as soon as you walk in, you're going to see somebody working the griddles right there at the dining bar, and you're going to think, okay, that looks delicious, that smells delicious, must have one now, and you should, you really should. But otherwise, if you want to get into what some of the more sort of distinctive things are there, you know, everyone's got a chicken sandwich these days. Everyone's doing chicken wings these days. Well, what Tava does is kind of blends that mania with Indian seasoning. So they have this, there's something called Chicken 65, and it's just, it's this dish that's like at every other restaurant in India. It's just a seasoning blend that is spicy for sure, but aromatic, earthy, not just rock your world with cayenne pepper kind of a thing, but like one of those layered complex spice blends that's so distinctive and wonderful about Indian cooking. And what Tava does is cross that with your fried chicken thigh sandwich with the pickles and the garlic slaw and the cilantro to cool it down a little bit and a side of chips. And it's your, you know, your modern chicken sandwich, but with this blast of lasting layered Indian spice. Same thing with the wings they do over there. So really fun like that. And the other thing I like, Tommy, is, hey, it's Friday. Let's go there. The cocktails. They make really nice cocktails behind the bar, and they work in some Indian ingredients, some savory ingredients. So your mule, your vodka mule, has ginger beer, vodka, but also that kind of fresh cutting flavor of curry leaves in it. There's a mango daiquiri rum, of course, mango, just tropical flavors to it, but also cardamom, that ubiquitous Indian spice kind of running between the sweetness of the mango and the sharpness of the rum, and just real nice stuff like that. It's a fun environment, and it's a place that has some traditional flavors but is also bringing its own style to the whole mix. And that's what I love about seeing these new restaurants come up from young rising talent. That's what you get out of them.
Who'd have thunk that a restaurant on Durbany Street in Gretna would be in the New York Times list of top 50 restaurants? Tell me about Chicken Kitchen.
Not surprised at all. So I wrote a story a couple years ago about chicken, and Chicken the Man. Chicken is the name of the chef and founder of Chicken's Kitchen and the restaurant that he created. And this is, Tommy, this is just a homegrown New Orleans love letter to cooking right here. All right, so Chicken is the nickname for Marlon Williams. He is a big guy. He used to be a college football player, and his favorite thing to eat growing up as a kid was chicken, so he picked up this name Chicken. I mean, you would not look at this guy and say, I want to call you Chicken. He just would not. But he is a really, really nice guy who is just this big, gregarious family man, and he found himself, like many people, at a crossroads during the pandemic. He needed to get doing something for his family, and he knew how to cook, and he knew his good food, and so he started doing that. He started having people come to his house and pre-order these plates of, you know, Louisiana-style home cooking, and it took off, and there were cars lined up down the block, and this guy decided, you know what, I can spin this into a family business. We're gonna open a for real restaurant, and that's what they did. So it's in Durbany Street down there, like, you know, the old town Gretna.
Between 6th and 7th.
Correct, right. Yep. And it's just a little corner spot. And if you're at all confused about where you're going, you're looking for it, you won't be when you turn the corner and you see the line of people. Yes, there's always a line of people waiting there to get in. And when you snake through that line, what you find is this epic hot bar, basically, like the steam prep tables with one tray after the next of dishes coming through. And it's a menu that changes by the day, you know, in that kind of classic style, you know, red beans on Monday, fried seafood on Friday, but much deeper than that. And it's I keep coming back to it. It looks like the dream Thanksgiving spread that I want to be invited to. You know, it looks like Louisiana holiday cooking, kind of any old day. And they load up these plates. You pick an entree, and then you pick a couple sides. And by the time they're done with it, you know, if you have any back problems, you might need to ask for assistance to carry this tray back to your car, you know, and it's a good value. All these things ring in for between, what, you know, probably $11 to $18, depending on what you get.
And it's all takeout.
It's all takeout, yes. Wow. I mean, there's a table there. You can set up and eat if you want, but it's all packaged to go in these heaving containers. And, yeah, I picked up on this story a couple years ago because it was just such a array of good good news coming out of the pandemic, out of these.
I remember you talking about this place. I do remember you talking about it because I was working from home at the time. I do remember that.
Exactly. Yeah, it was over in there on the West Bank, right? And they're doing things like, you know, blackened salmon and catfish and stuffed Cornish hens and just, you know, a legit jambalaya and crawfish hush puppies. This is the kind of food we're talking about over there, Tommy. Things with gravy, things cooked slow and low, things cooked down. It's Louisiana family cooking. That's what we do so well here. I started off the show talking about the gumbo that people brought me when I wasn't feeling good. I mean, this is all coming from the same wheelhouse. And so, no, I was not surprised to see it on New York Times list because those folks, they do dig deep to try to find, like, the non-obvious kind of hidden things. And Marlon Chicken Williams and his family over at Chicken's Kitchen are enjoying well-earned success.
You couldn't get in before. It's going to be hard now, but don't let it keep you away. Real quick before we go, Ian, somebody wanted to know about a good Thai place on the North Shore.
Oh, okay. Thai Spice is a good one over there. North Shore has quite a few good ones. Yeah, no, that's a good one there in Mandeville, kind of right before you get into Old Mandeville. Kind of has all the classics, you know, your pad Thai and that kind of thing. But there's been a real boom of Thai restaurants, more, I have to say, down in New Orleans and proper, and the suburbs kind of on this side of the lake. But check out Thai Spice out there near Old Mandeville. It's pretty good.
The reason I oohed you was because I realized I want to ask you about Betsy's Pancake House. What do you know about that?
They made the news this week. Apparently, sending out kind of an SOS saying we're seeking new customers, which is to my mind, whatever your business does, but they put out some messages on social media and such, and got some hits from local news outlets. Did a story saying they're kind of in trouble and are seeking a way forward, and it's very understandable. I talk to restaurant people all day, every day, and I do hear quite a bit of worry and malaise over the slowness of the season and when things are going to pick up. So it's hardly a Betsy's Pancake story that's happening around. The city, for sure. The mystery for me of Betsy's is that it's a pancake house, a breakfast place, a diner, and it's not open on the weekends. And I think if it was, that would probably solve many of the problems they were discussing.
Crime a big factor in that or not, as far as you know?
Well, I don't know the individual cases, of course, but everyone's cognizant of it. Everyone's aware of it. When I talk to people, it does seem to be a big issue, and I have to say, when I talk to people in the city, it's somewhat less of an issue than when I talk to people who don't live in the city. When I talk to people who live outside of the city, they seem to be a great deal more concerned with crime in the city than the people who actually live in the city. So go figure.
Ian, how do we find out more about you?
You can check me out on all the social media feeds. Ian McNulty NOLA is the handle, or check out NOLA.com. I got stories posting there all the time. They have a little link with my name on it. You can check out all the recent stories.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank you, Ian McNulty. 9:38, 22 till 10. Big football weekend. When we come back, we'll talk to JR from Wager Pro with Tommy's Weekend Winners here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.